Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Henry Sikorsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. Nuclear weapons. Henry's concern about nuclear weapons is intact from years of watching the Cold War said to be, it's over, we don't have to worry about that. Well, a handshake this last week, illustrated in the Wall Street Journal editorial page, between the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, a very tall, handsome, smiling man, and the Prime Minister, Mr. Sharif of Pakistan, a defense pact. Later on, in commentary on the media, the defense minister of Pakistan was asked, does this mean you share everything, including nuclear weapons? And his answer was positive. Therefore, we come back to Henry's concern for some time that Saudi Arabia was seeking nuclear power plant because it had as a motive to acquire a weapon, or at least the makings of a weapon, in contest with Iran. Henry, the handshake with Pakistan, we don't know whether it means share or not, but given that we're tolerating a country as brittle and probably failed as Pakistan with a nuclear weapon, Saudi Arabia's ambition is not entirely negative. However, what do you measure that handshake is going to mean in terms of proliferation? Is Saudi Arabia now to be considered a nuclear power?
Well, surely they have nuclear weapons. There's no question of that. The question is, will it be guaranteeing the security of Saudi Arabia credibly? There are two points to consider. The first is, would they transfer nuclear weapons to the control of Saudi military officials? The jury's out on that. But it is interesting to note that there's been a lot of historical evidence that the Saudis bankrolled and visited the nuclear facilities that the Pakistanis currently operate to make nuclear weapons. So there's more than a pass-in connection there. The second question is, will Pakistan afford a credible, what we call nuclear guarantee or umbrella, for assaults that might be made against Saudi Arabia that would call for a nuclear counter threat? Boy, the jury is out on that. I think one wag I talked with privately said, I don't know that the Pakistani nuclear umbrella quality assurance production is that good. They probably make umbrellas with lots of holes in it. That's a sort of a derisive pejorative commentary on things Pakistani, that may be unfair. But I think his point is that it's difficult to believe the Pakistanis would stand up for the Saudis if they were attacked by any number of possible proxies and or even Iran with a nuclear counter threat. We just don't know what that means. The way to read this, therefore, isn't what will be transferred or how credible will the nuclear guarantee be, but that what is to be made of the Saudis asking for this guarantee? That is what's remarkable and I think arguably most disturbing. They are playing at trying to get the attention of the United States at the very least and saying, we may not rely on you so much. We may play the field much more than you would like us to get our security guarantees in various forms from others. And it invites countries that don't really have a high level of regard for their nuclear weaponry, let's say a North Korea, Pakistan, to become guarantors of other people's security, which locks in the credibility of their own nuclear arsenal and encourages them to build it out even further. We are approaching a world where folks who are going to start dealing with lots of other countries that have nuclear weapons other than Russia and the United States. That increases uncertainties. I would argue it's not good.
30 seconds. Do we now consider that the request by Saudi Arabia for nuclear reactors going forward, or is it still hanging fire?
I think we haven't heard much, and I think it's because the bargaining over so many other issues, including Gaza and the Abraham Accords, is tremendously in play. And until the dust settles on that, we probably won't hear much about the nuclear deal. But as soon as the dust does settle, oh, we'll be on it right away.
Henry Sikorski, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.